Faithfulness, Luke 12, verses 13 to 40. Someone from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to stop being greedy and divide the family inheritance and wealth with me. We are fighting over this, and now he won't even talk to me." Jesus replied to him, "Man, who appointed me as judge over such petty disputes? Neither of you are right, and both of you are fundamentally wrong." Then Jesus said to the crowd, "Beware. And guard yourselves from all desire to have more possessions. For the accumulation of wealth will choke out your life. Anything more than your daily need is deadly." Jesus then told a story, saying, "The land of a wealthy man produced a huge abundance, and he said to himself, 'What will I do with all this? For I have nowhere to store all this abundance, and it would be irresponsible to just give it all away.' Then he said, 'I know, I will do this. I will tear down my storehouses, and I will build larger ones to hold all my possessions, storing them up for myself and my family. This is the responsible and wise thing to do. Then our futures will be set. We will have everything we need for years. We will just rest, eat, drink, and celebrate.' But the Creator said to him, 'You are not wise, you are a fool. This night, I am demanding your life back from you. All this wealth you prepared for the future will be left to your family, tearing them away from faith in me and causing strife and division among them. You have destroyed your own life and cursed those who come after you. Learn this lesson. Whoever stores up wealth and possessions is poor in faith and is cutting himself off from the Creator.' Then Jesus said to his apprentices, 'Because of this, I say to you, do not worry about your bodily life. Do not be anxious about even the most basic needs of food and clothing. For true bodily life with the Creator does not come from mere food and clothing. Learn from the birds. They do not plant seeds and harvest, and they have no lock boxes or storehouses. And yet the Creator still feeds them. If the Creator cares for the birds, then will he not also care for you? Tell me, which of you, by worrying and stressing, is able to add even a single day to his lifespan? If you are not able to do even that, then why are you worrying? Learn from the wildflowers. How do they grow so beautiful? They do not labor to make clothes. Yet I say to you, Solomon, in all his luxury and wealth, was not as beautifully clothed as even one wildflower. If the Creator beautifully clothes the grasses of the field, which are here today and gone the next, then will he not also clothe you? Why do you have so little trust in the Creator? Therefore, do not strive and waste your energy on figuring out what you will eat or drink. Do not worry at all, for all the nations of the earth are striving and wasting their energy on these things. Your heavenly Father already knows exactly what you need. If you strive after your Father's rule by obeying his word, then he will provide everything you need. Do not fear, for you are under the Creator's care. Your Heavenly Father eagerly wants to provide for you and protect you. So open yourself up to his care by selling your possessions and compassionately giving to those who are in need this day. Generous acts of love are the only investment of true value, for they are remembered eternally by the Creator and can never be taken away from you. Your heart is wherever you place your resources and possessions. Will your heart be selfishly focused on yourself or on the Creator and his love for all creation? Therefore, live in this way so you are ready in every moment to follow the Creator into the freedom of the new age. If you are relying on the Creator for your needs, then you will be ready to participate in the great feast of new creation when he comes knocking on your door. Privileged are the servants that the Lord finds awake and attentively obedient to his word. Truly I say to you, he will serve and care for their every need. Especially privileged are those who stay attentive to his word while most of the earth has been lulled to sleep and wandered far from his word. Know this, nobody would let his house be robbed if he knew exactly when the thief was coming. Likewise, the only way to be ready for the Creator's judgment is by being attentively obedient in every moment. So be ready. The hour of judgment on civilization, when the Creator will step in to rescue the human one and his community, will come when you least expect it.